Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Or you can connect with us at our offices at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. It's Wednesday morning, and if you're just getting started, it's 7:37. And you know, I was thinking this morning, it seems like the morning hours fly by so quickly. And I say it all the time, give yourself enough time to get there, well, every single morning. And I said to DC, you know, we see somebody just doing something absolutely crazy. And I said, I guess mornings are just those critical times where everybody's trying to get there. And everybody's getting there is more important than the next person's, it seems. And so it's hard for us to be courteous in the morning. Excuse me. It's hard for us to stay engaged because everybody is doing what they need to do to get prepared for their day. We still have to encourage you that you just got to slow down, especially in that traffic circle. We see some craziness every single morning, and this morning was no different. And I'm going to tell you, those school zones, especially on the highways, it's so important that you just give the courtesy of slowing down. I know you got to get there, but you just have to slow down through those school zones, and especially on the highways where there are high schools. A lot of high school kids are driving in. And so we just want to encourage you, school kids, school zones, school buses. And so give yourself enough time to make sure that nobody's hurt. And really, that's just the bottom line. And this morning as we were traveling in, you know, we see those people who are traveling in even on these carts, these motorized carts that are now people are putting them on the roads. It's so dangerous. And the police pulled over. It looked like the guy had gone into the ditch on his motorized cart. And so now you got to pay attention to not only people that are walking, people that are on bicycles, but people that are on motorized carts. So there's so much happening in the morning. And we just like to remind you that behind those school buses, you know you're going to have to stop. Kids are getting on and off school buses. They're unloading, you know, at schools. They're crossing those crosswalks, and it's just a lot happening. So we just want to encourage you to stay engaged. I know, sometimes it's just crazy. But you know what? If your morning is just starting, it's 7:39, and it's cloudy out this morning. It looks like it's going to be raining. So prepare yourself for that, and just make sure that you are starting with a positive mental attitude, that the day is going to be great. Start expressing that. Start opening up your mouth and saying, today is going to be a great day. And then watch and see what will happen. I tell you, it's Wednesday. The week is halfway over. Today is April 10th. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. You are on the official OPT network. It's 7:44, and today is Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, April 10th, and this segment is sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions, and we're going to continue to remind you that it is open enrollment. Medicaid and LACHIP are changing, and now you have a choice in your health care, and your choice is Amerigroup Real Solutions. They've been taking care of families since 1996. All you've got to do is simply phone 1-855-229-6848. 1-855-229-6848. And it's so important because you don't want to be just put in a group. You want to make sure that you choose the group that you want. And that group is Amerigroup Real Solutions. They're working harder than any other group to make sure that families are taken care of, making sure that you've got specialists, that you've got all of your needs taken care of. Again, 1-855-229-6848. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. And also Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. www.hicksonhasit.com. You know, changing the subject just a bit, we have been talking this week about a lot of things, and we got so much feedback on the hormone diet. A lot of people are getting ready to spring into
the spring and summer. And I've said this before, most of us eat during the winter months, and we're not really conscientious about our weight. But what we are learning, and after the conversation with Dr. Natasha Turner, we learned about hormonal imbalances, but we also learned about sleep and how critically important sleep is to losing weight. And there is another study that talked about the very same thing. And it talked about how babies sleep through the night only when they're put on a schedule. And so what the author was saying is that we've got to put our bodies on a schedule. He says that our bodies have an internal rhythm that takes cues from daytime behaviors. So the more strictly a person adheres to a schedule, the more his body will know when it's time to sleep. And this says Dr. Michael Burris. He's a PhD, a clinical psychologist, and the author of several sleep books. And we've been talking about sleep, and I think it's critically important because most people, most Americans, are not getting adequate amounts of rest. And so we started becoming aware of rising early, going to bed late, and never really understanding the deficiencies that it has on your body, but it absolutely does. And you hear me talk about American Wholesale Mattress because I think much of getting a good night's rest starts with sleeping on the right mattress. And Dr. Turner talked about sleeping with no clothes on. So all of these things have been proven and have been tested. And when she said it, you know, it just sounded like, well, how is that going to help? Well, the studies bear it out, and the studies bear out that in order to lose weight, it is incumbent that we get an adequate night's rest. So DC and I are making a conscientious decision to get to bed earlier, especially since we get up so early. And you never know the effect and the toll that it has on your body until you start getting a little bit more rest, because I think your body gets accustomed to not sleeping enough. And so the past couple of weeks, DC and I have gotten back on our exercise regimen, and we were saying how our bodies are starting to feel more invigorated and feeling the workout and feeling that our bodies are coming alive again. And DC, you were talking about how rested you felt this morning, but you felt rested because we had not only worked hard yesterday, but we exercised, and we really felt that.
Yes.
And so with you, DC, you are in day
40.
What? I thought it was 41.
41, I'm sorry.
41. 41 days. He's got to catch the phone. 41 days. But you know what? This time, and we've talked about it a lot, this time is a lot different from every other time.
Yes, I'm on day 41. I'm doing Atkins really right now, steroids, because I'm still in the induction phase, the two-week phase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 41 days into it.
But one of the things that we've been talking about personally for ourselves is getting back into exercise. We've been busy with shuttling Deuce around to his activities and everything that he's got going on, everything that we've got been having going on, and we haven't made the time to exercise like what we had in the past. And so what we decided was that we were going to make a conscientious effort to begin an exercise program, but to start eating better. And so we're feeling better, feeling more energy.
Yes.
And you were saying that this time you have had some real revelations, and not maybe new revelations, but with your relationship to food. Let's talk about that.
Well, yes, I've been putting food up there with air and opportunity. You know, what I'm trying to do now is, you know, just put food in its proper place. It's just not that important. Of course, you know, I mean, we have to eat, you know, and I think growing up, you know, with the lessons that we learned growing up, make sure you eat everything on your plate and, you know, really enjoying the taste of the food. You know, I crossed over into a place that, you know, it just wasn't healthy.
And I see this time, I see the commitment, but I see a little bit of anger about the way that you have handled yourself with food.
Well, because I really see what food is actually doing to me, you know, and just like with other things that I've had to overcome in my life, it has taken some time, but I've had so many failures that now I know what to do not to fail. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I've gone on so many different eating programs and eating plans, and I've seen myself do the same stuff over and over till this time. What I think you're seeing is a real and true commitment from me not to repeat those failures again. And, you know, also with the fact that I'm taking it one day at a time and I'm turning a lot of it over to God,
mm-hmm.
to the deity of my understanding, you know, I'm turning it over to God and I'm allowing him to deal with, you know, I'm leaning more towards him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I can do, but I'm saying, God, you know, help me through this one day at a time. And, you know, that one day at a time is now turned into 41 days.
Wow. And, you know, we talk about this often because I think it's something that all Americans struggle with at some point or another. And that is the challenge of losing a little bit of weight. And then we call it getting biggity. And then going back to those eating habits, thinking you have it. But one of the things that Dr. Natasha Turner talked about with the hormone diet were those cravings, and you said absolutely you could relate to that, and that those cravings are starting to diminish.
Well, yes, because in the first few weeks, the first 3 weeks, the first 21 days were really extremely hard because I was still craving all types of things, you know. And one thing that we're learning about carbohydrates, the wrong carbohydrates, is they give you a false sense of hunger.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we've got fat stored up that'll last us for 40 days, literally, without eating anything, but we're still feeling hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So those were false hunger indicators. So once I got over that and I started getting over the mental thought of wanting, you know, because, you know, I can't wait for lunch. When we're here, I'm like, you know, I was in a deal, well, you know, what are we going to get for lunch today?
Right.
It was really that important. And then immediately after lunch, we start thinking, you know, what am I going to have for dinner?
Right.
You know, and I start to realize that that's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not normal behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, the more I glean down into it and start to recognize what's happening, identifying it, taking an inventory on it, I'm starting to change it, and it's working. And now, you know, my body is transforming, and it's not just transforming physically. I'm starting to feel differently. You know, I'm resting better. You know, I'm not always craving sweets, you know, because, you know, I love sweets.
Absolutely.
Or I thought I loved sweets. But what I'm really finding out now is I don't love sweets as much as I thought I did. And, you know, a lot of these, what I'm also finding out, Carlette, is that a lot of what I was doing was because of I had created habits.
Mm.
You know, now the reason why I started eating was because of my feelings and emotions. You know, I crossed over from drugs and alcohol into food.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I dealt with that stuff more and more and started to become more in tune with my feelings, I started to appreciate that I really didn't need all the food that I was eating.
Right.
So then I had to break the habit of eating.
And that's something we've been talking about. And, you know, as you were telling me about that, and you referred to it as breaking the habit of eating, that was so intriguing to me because most people never look at eating being habitual.
Yes, it became habitual for me. Just like a cigarette smoking, you know, you start smoking because it's fun or you think it's cool or cute, but then it turns on you and it becomes habit forming. Then you're smoking because now you're a habitual smoker. But you really don't know why you're smoking.
Right.
Because what value do you really get out of smoking?
Right.
You become addicted to the nicotine.
But many would say it calms my stress.
Oh, absolutely.
It just as when you're stressed and you talked about eating emotionally and
right.
eating because of stress,
right.
you get something and it's it's a pseudo stress reliever or a false stress reliever.
Well, and it's because that's what we've told ourselves, that it's a stress releaser. But I don't think it's relieving any more stress than any other habit. Mm-hmm. You know, many people have different vices, you know, and it's, you know, just like we take an unhealthy vice and put in for whatever it is that we think we're feeling, we could put in a healthy vice. You know, if I feel like I want to relieve some stress, I can just go put on my workout clothes and go take a walk.
Absolutely. And we were so really motivated by Darlene's event on this past Sunday and seeing kids out and seeing people out and starting to get moving, get into spring, get into summer, and get into fitness. And I think it all starts in the mind. But what I'm seeing this time, DC, that's different from every other time, is I'm seeing this time you're saying, I'm fed up. Enough is enough. You know, I have this body, and I want to be a better steward over this body. And you even talked about your hormones being out of balance. When Dr. Natasha came on, Dr. Turner, and she started talking about the imbalances, and I can't tell you how many phone calls and how many inquiries that we got about Dr. Natasha Turner's book, The Hormone Diet. People from everywhere were calling saying, wow, I've been trying to figure this thing out. Why I'm eating less and I'm not losing weight, why I'm following these programs, and it's simply our hormones are out of balance.
Absolutely.
And you were saying, you know, with that sugar and those cravings, right, there were some things that just were out of balance.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not normal to crave that stuff like that. It's because, you know, after you give a thing to your body, and it's been proven that sugar is more addicting than cocaine.
Absolutely.
You know, and after you've been giving it to yourself for so long, your body starts to expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are just habits that we have to break. And we have to understand that the first few weeks of breaking that is hard. But then after we break it with the physical craving of it, there's also a mental craving that comes along with it. We have to get it. Because, you know, a lot of those addictions center in the mind.
Wow, a mental craving.
Yes, a mental craving. Even though my body's not craving it anymore, I'm so used to giving it to myself that if I see it, it'll trigger. You know, normally when we sit in a restaurant, I have to not look at the sugars and the brownies,
mm-hmm,
the peach, the apple cobblers and things of that nature, because I know that I like that.
And what about the excitement that you would feel?
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing that even diminish. Like, I call it your happy dance when you know that you're going to have something that you really want. Or, like, we leave the show at 9 o'clock, and by 10:30, by 9:30, we're talking about, okay, what's for lunch? And then by 10:30, as it gets closer and closer, I could see this excitement and this energy.
Right.
And, you know, you almost really do a dance when it comes down to, okay, it's lunchtime. And so what do you think?
Well, it's just like a drug addict, you know, starts to feel this sense of relief when they know that the drug is coming.
Mm.
It's the same thing.
You think?
It's dealing with the same
endorphins?
Endorphins and something to deal with the dopamine aspects of it. But I mean, you know, your body knows it's coming. It understands that I'm gonna have what I crave here real shortly. So it starts to start getting giddy. Sort of.
Like you can just kind of envision that right now as you're just kind of moving in your chair. Just you're getting ready.
Absolutely, and it never fails. It feels the same way after you've gone on a drug binge or alcohol binge. That same remorse.
Mm-hmm.
That you feel like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do after every meal. You know how I would say, wow, I shouldn't have ate all that stuff.
Right.
You start to have the remorse. All the things that could, the guilt, the shame that comes with it. You know, I shouldn't have eaten all that. And then as soon as it sort of wears down some, because I'm not hungry, just wears down enough for me to do it again. You know, I'm ready to. And it's insane.
Right. And so You feel that guilt and that remorse and maybe even shame for that time.
Right.
But then you forget about it and you're ready to do it all over again.
Ready to do it again.
Wow.
And that's how I compounded on my frame. You know, just shouldn't have been no 245 pounds. And I think it was more closer to 250 pounds, you know, is where I ended up being.
And so at this point, you know, I think you have thrown down the gauntlet and said, you know what, this is not where I'm supposed to be. I'm not going to accept where I am, and I am not going to quit until I lick this thing. But for us, it has taken a lot of talking about it, a lot of just going back and forth, and I wouldn't even call it failing. I would call it a lot of starting and stopping. And I think a lot of people can really relate to that. Their Mondays. Their Mondays turn into next Monday. And it's just a vicious cycle. But, you know, we say it all the time. It all centers in the mind. And until your mind is truly made up about a thing. And I was sharing this with my mother last night. Our minds have become so inundated with the wrong stuff.
Yes.
And it's become inundated with the wrong stuff by us. And until we change the thought process and change what's coming out of our mouths, then and only then will we start to see change. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back right after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites.
powered by DirecTV, now has Your Locals in HD. That's right. Your Locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today is Hump Day Wednesday. It's April the 10th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Remember those mammograms, those free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts. Here's the number. I'm going to take my time. 318-487-1122. They have a whole batch of money now for those free mammograms. Remember when we raise all of the money during Breast Cancer Awareness Month and, you know, all throughout that time we're raising money? Will those monies help us to help our community get free mammograms for those uninsured and underinsured? Y'all, it's critically important. If you're 40 years old or older, the number to phone for your free mammogram, 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Pineville, Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary, 318-767-2220, and American Wholesale Mattress. We talk about getting a good night's sleep. We talk about how critically important it is not only to your health, but to your weight loss. And guess what? Just for the OPT Network, American Wholesale Mattress is offering from now until the 15th, until April the 15th, if you go in and you purchase a new mattress other than Tempur-Pedic, they're going to allow you to not have to pay any taxes on that mattress. And I'm going to tell you, that could be the difference maker. And they're going to help to put you in the right mattress for you and your spouse, or for you. And if you purchase a Tempur-Pedic mattress, they're going to give you $300 in merchandise that will add to the value of your sleep. So they're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, or you can phone them at 318-443-9524. Also, Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. And the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Now, let me tell you, I said during the break, I wonder if people get tired of hearing us talk about weight loss. But you know what? I think it's critically important that I encourage my man, just like I encourage everybody else. And he looks great. He's feeling great. And he's back once again in what we like to call tuck status. Able to comfortably tuck his shirt in. It is a process, and it is one that, as I encourage him and we encourage you, it's a process that you should never quit. No matter how many times that you fall down, you should keep getting back up. And that brings me to the next topic of conversation. 9 things you should never, never say to your longtime spouse. And this article was written by life coach Jean Grossman. And what she did was she started recounting a conversation that she had had with her husband during probably what was maybe a little bit of heated fellowship, where he said to her, "You're not there for me." And she said at one time in their relationship, that would have been just fighting words. She would have been totally offended. And she said, "But nevertheless, I'm older, I'm wiser, and what I did was I calmed myself down and asked a simple question. What do you mean by not there?" And then she said that question allowed us to embark on a long discussion about what it meant, what his words really were saying, and how they saw things in a different way. And she said it really provided them an opportunity for intimacy, a chance that they never really had before to connect on this topic. And she says it's something that I'll never forget. And when I read the article, it started to make me think that this is a conversation that many spouses may or may not ever have. And if you don't get these types of conversations out in the open, they can cause resentment and bitterness. And so she said the exchange is a reminder that even in long-term happy relationships, sometimes we need to watch what we say, but not only what we say, but how we say it. And she said at the same time, we also need to watch how we respond to our significant other. Because you're extremely comfortable with someone doesn't mean that you never have to watch your mouth. And I think that that's something that we all have a tendency to maybe fall into because we're so comfortable with each other that we feel like we can just say anything. And she talked about how communication is tricky and how we all hear words differently and filter through our own experiences, which is certainly primarily going to be different from your partner's. And she said we all want to be communicated to in a way and in a style that we understand. And she believes that the tune makes that music. And so I said, wow, how interesting is that? And so she listed off some things that you should always or never say. She said, first of all, you should think about what you say. And one of the things that I thought about after reading this article, DC, was as we were talking about weight. And a lot of people would never know now, looking at me, that at one time I was a big girl after pregnancy. But one of the things that I related to is that you never want to say to your spouse, "You're fat." And of course, that is really an ugly word. But you never want to make that person feel like they have inadequacies because they have gained weight. And one of the things that you never, ever did, DC, is you never said to me anything that was disparaging during those years, because it took a couple of years for me to get back down to my pre-pregnancy weight. Yes, I'm talking a couple of years. And so it was something, I guess, instinctively, excuse me, that you knew would hurt me because you understood how I felt about my weight and how I felt about the changes that my body had made during pregnancy. And yeah. I want you to talk about how you felt the sensitivity of handling that situation.
Well, you know, I just knew instinctively that you weren't comfortable with the weight, and that if I actually stated it, it would cause some problems with your psyche and having to deal with it. But really, I knew you, and I knew that you were going to actually, you know, if I would just support you and be supportive and say, look, you know, you're going to be able to get the weight off. You know, and if anybody said it, I just said, you know, she's going to get the weight off, because I knew that you weren't comfortable being that size.
And a lot of people really take an opportunity. And so this is why it's important, the things that you should never say to your partner. So many other people are going to come in to steal and kill your joy. They're going to come in and let you know without a doubt that you're overweight.
Absolutely. And it's true.
And you're it's true, but the truth does hurt, you know, and nobody really wants to be faced with that. So you have enough people telling you about your truth.
Yes.
Rather than having your partner to tell you about that truth. And so that was, I think, the catalyst that, but we've always really supported each other, that really continues to make me support and encourage your weight loss, because I know that you are uncomfortable very much the same way that I was uncomfortable. But then you've got those people in relationships after it doesn't happen, after the weight doesn't go away in 6 months or a year, that start to badger that person and start to nag that person about their weight. And that in itself can create problems.
Yes, it can.
And so we just really understood that we had to be there to support each other. Were you tempted to say to me, Carlette, you know, maybe the weight's not, what are you doing? Back away from the table?
No, I was never tempted to say that, because I knew that was going to have a long-lasting effect. You know, and, you know, I know from being, and even at that time, we had been in our relationship 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, it's just because I knew you and knew how that type of situation would affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused me not to get into that, or even, I didn't even want to speak a whole lot about it, because, you know, I knew that if you kept doing what you were doing, the weight was going to come off.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I just didn't have any problems with weight. You know, I was just, you know, 195 pounds, you know, and just stayed that way.
Right.
You know. So, and I knew that you didn't really, you were going to come down.
You knew I could not take it.
No, you couldn't take it, and you weren't going to take it. And I knew how strong you were in mind. And so all I had to do, really, it was real easy, was just be supportive and just support what you were doing, because you were doing the right things. But weight is something that it just doesn't come off in the first 5 or 6 months like you may think. It is a journey. It's not a marathon. And you have to continuously do the right things on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean we're going to be perfect? No, it doesn't.
Absolutely.
But we have to do the right things when it pertains to our weight more often than not.
And she says, and I think that this is very important, her name is Jean Grossman, and she's a life coach. She said that the way that you start a sentence, the way that you approach a subject, can either cause your spouse to open up, or it can cause them to completely shut down. And we've been there too. We've been in cases where I have said some things, or you have said some things, and I didn't like the way that it was said. And she talks about tone and tune, and you have to make sure that there is the right tone and the right tune to what you're saying to keep that other person from shutting down.
Absolutely. Even when you're trying to encourage the person, your spouse or your significant other, you know, you have to do it in a loving way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, and we have to be careful, because, if you're not sensitive in those types of situations, it really could cause a lot of resentment.
And I like what she said. She said that, and I know this for a fact, and I'm seeing this more and more, that men and women speak a different language. We just, why are you laughing? We just do.
Because it's true.
And then she says, you know, with that different language, you might be saying one thing, but I might be hearing it
completely different.
Boy, you said that like, oh, yeah, that's really true.
It is.
It really is. And so in situations like that, I think you have to clarify, just as she said, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? But by that time, you're already so hot.
The person saying, what do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. And then you get,
what do you mean I need to lose? Because, you know, you just don't, you know, and I know when we were going through that, you were saying, do you think I'm a little overweight or bigger than that? I was like, no, you're fine.
And I kept saying, well, how do I look? And I kept saying, well, show me, because I couldn't see myself as a woman 5'1", wearing a size 18, but really squeezing in a size 16,
right,
because I refused to buy the next size. And so I always saw myself the way that I was before I gained right. the weight. So I didn't even know what I looked like. And I was saying, show me somebody close to, you know, close to my size right now. And you just never would.
No.
And I guess that really encouraged me. But then there are those people that they married their woman at a certain weight. They expect her to maybe not maintain that, but be in the proximity. You know, how do we encourage those people, men and women, to just get into some acceptance and really sort of support those efforts, even when that person is on a diet every other Monday?
You asking me?
I'm asking you.
Well, I mean, you know, you have to have the don't quit attitude. I mean, and that is going to be the only thing that's going to get you to where you're trying to go. You just can never quit. You cannot quit, because once you quit, you're defeated. And so, you know, and it takes a lot of humility.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of humility for the person you love to say, okay, let's just try it again.
Right.
Let's try something else. And you just have to keep tapping in until you find something that works. But the most important thing, I think, to get in yourself to start to make the changes that you need to make is you have to have a made-up mind. And you have to be able to be okay with not having some of the things that you've been accustomed to having.
And we really understand this at every level, because there are things that happen in relationships that you're not so kind about. And there were times where maybe I wasn't kind because you get fed up.
Right.
And so we really have to be careful that in getting fed up with a situation that you don't actually drive that person further to the brink.
Absolutely. You don't cause a rift that just cannot be corrected. I mean, because, you know, there's a point that you can go to where there's no return. You know, mm-hmm. there's a place that you can go that you've damaged it so bad that it's going to take a lot of work to get back. I mean, and if you can avoid going to those places, it's going to be easier dealing with your situation versus causing that type of rift, because mm-hmm. those rifts are hard to make up, I'm going to tell you. And, you know, in long-term relationships, it's important that we know that the things that we say could come back to haunt us way back, way deep down in the future of the relationship.
Right. I think that's really, really powerful, because so many couples say things out of anger or out of frustration. And you know how we talk about the power of words? Well, they are so powerful. And once they are released from your mouth, especially when they're wrong words, they can be hurtful. And they can stab that person right where they are. And usually that's in the heart. So we're talking this morning about some things you should never, never say to your long-term partner, your long-time spouse. You're on point, everybody. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear.
Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksandHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap. A dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies. All wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap. A whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups.
Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:37. Today is Hump Day Wednesday. It's April the 10th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Kyle is located in Bunkie of Oils Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart, and the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in Of Oils Parish. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about those things that you should never, and I mean never, and you know we don't like that word, never, but that you should never say to your spouse or your long-term partner. They're words that can be hurtful, that can create resentment, and they can create a rift that sometimes is unable to be reconciled. I did. And also, I want to talk about the next very important thing that this life coach, Jean Grossman, talked about. Never to say to your partner, and I agree with this wholeheartedly, and I think every single woman will and does. Don't ever say to your woman, "Don't you think so-and-so is attractive?" Not that she's not good looking. That's fine. But I'm talking about, especially if you're talking about, let me go a little bit further. When you're talking about weight and how so-and-so has managed to keep their weight down, don't you think she's so attractive? You know, she's been able to do it. And really what that is implying is that she did it. Why can't you do it?
But what does that have to do with, you know, somebody being attractive, like you're saying, "Oh, such sure does look good. She, you know, she's done well over the years. She still looks good."
Well, but really, I think that maybe that
what's wrong with that?
That could be underhanded. maybe really well.
Well, I mean, if you really mean it wholeheartedly and you're not saying anything about your spouse's weight, I think, you know, in the weight area, you know, you want to be careful with that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that somebody has kept themselves up nice and they look good. You're not, you know, you're just saying it because you're saying it.
Well, and but are you saying it because you're saying it, or are you saying it because you're saying she did it and you should too? And
no, I'm not saying do it like that. She did it and you didn't. But if she
but
did it.
But that's what it implies, really. If
but
you
what if
have
your spouse
it?
Looks good too, I mean.
Well, if your spouse looks good, then that's, you know, that's different. But if your spouse is having some challenges, then immediately any woman, well, let me, I'm going to back up. Most women that have gained weight that were a certain size and have been unable to lose the weight are having challenges. It's tough because everybody wants to be what they want to be. They might not want to be the way they looked in high school or college, but they want to be a certain weight. And then when you feel that your spouse is saying, well, look at so-and-so, look at how she did, look at how she was able to keep herself up, then the first thing she's going to say is, well, she didn't have three kids. You know, she didn't have, she didn't, you know, you're going to start the comparison when you do that. So the life coach says it's just best not to do that. And I think that you really, maybe you're not intending to, but you create a comparison, almost like a measuring stick for your wife. And maybe a lot of times you're not telling your wife that she's attractive. And then you just up and say, well, look at so-and-so. Don't you think she's so attractive? I mean, that's just not, I just don't think that that's a good thing to do, especially if your spouse has had some challenges. So men, just take heed. You know, you can think a thing without saying a thing. And I think that that keeps down confusion. Sometimes you can just think it and not say it. And the next thing she says is never say to your spouse, and I think that this is critical, I'm just trying to hang in there until our last child leaves for college. She said if she had one single phrase, just one single phrase, that she could say to people that leaves so little room for reconciliation, she says this would be the one. She said that statement is incredibly hurtful, and you cannot recant those statements a few minutes later if you're angry. So what that's saying is that I'm unhappy, and I'm just here until the last kid leaves. And when you say that to another person, it says maybe I'm using you because I'm not here simply for the fact of being here and I love you and I want to make it work. You're there just until the last kid gets out the door. Mm. What do you think about that statement? The statement that I'm just here until the last kid leaves for college.
Oh, that's basically, that's a horrible statement. You just agreed that we're parting company as soon as the last kid. I mean, that's
really a no-brainer. Oh. But you know what? There are people that have done it and that are doing it. And she said that statement, you can't even, there's really no way to fix that.
No, that's a horrible statement.
And so at this point.
That's a split statement. That means that we're splitting as soon as the kids are gone.
Right.
I'm just here because of the kids.
Right. And how many people have really verbalized?
It's almost over. Wow. Two more years. Counting the days.
Wow. That statement made me sad. And when you said that, that's exactly what it is. That's a statement saying, it's a declaration statement. It's declaring that once we've got these kids out of here.
It's almost over.
Yeah, we're wrapped. And I hope that people don't allow themselves to get to that point in the relationship.
Well, if somebody said that to me, I would end it right there on the spot. Oh, okay. Well, let's just go ahead and end it, if you feel like that.
Would that be pride?
Who, on my part?
Uh-huh.
May have a little bit to do
with
pride.
It looked like pride, and it sounded like pride.
If you're saying that you don't want me, then let me go ahead and do something else. That's what it is. I mean, it's no need me being in here. Now, you know, that's, I'm not saying to anybody, hey, split, you know, because once you're married, you know, you're married to death, do you part. But
so that was pride speaking.
No, I'm saying if you're wanting out like that, who am I to stop you from leaving?
But
that's what I'm saying.
And
so, you know, it needs to be a mutual thing. If we're going to be in a relationship, it needs to be mutual. I don't want you to be in a relationship because we've got the kids and that's the only reason you're here. Then we're not in a relationship. We're in some sort of partnership to finish bringing the kids up.
And a lot of people are finding themselves in those kind of partnerships. And I think that if you find that you're there, somehow you've got to go back and figure out where the breakdown happened. But really what she's saying is that after you allow those words to fall out of your mouth, there's really not a lot of coming back from that. And I could tell just from your body language and the way that you said it that if you were told that, if I had told you that, then it was wrapped right there in your mind. And a lot of people really feel that way. And so that's why it's so critical. We talk about the importance of words being powerful. But, you know, those negative words also hold a lot of power.
But you would think that somebody would have enough sense not to say something like that.
I mean, but when you get angry.
Because if you say something like that, you really mean it. I mean, you're saying, hey, I'm just here until this is over and then I'm gone. I mean, that's splitting words. Those are words right there. If someone said that to me, I truly would be trying to go ahead on and get my stuff together. I'm not waiting.
Well, and I think that probably those statements are made in anger or those statements are made to hurt the other person and to dig down deep into their heart. And a lot of times people say things because they are hurt. And that's why it's so important. And she talks about how tricky, she uses the word tricky, how tricky communication is, because you don't want to say something that could, not even if you think that your partner will be hurt by it, you don't want to say it. And oftentimes, before we know it, we have said something so hurtful, and then you come back and you say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. And it's just tough. This is On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:51, and this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. Founded in 1919, serving Alexandria and Central Louisiana, Walker's mission is to achieve a level of customer service that exceeds all customer expectations. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team at McDonald's of Alexandria. Well, if you're just joining us, we're having a spirited conversation about those things, those very specific things that you should never say to your longtime spouse or your significant other. And I guess people have differences on the subject about what to say and what not to say. But remember, words are powerful. And there's a whole host of things. The last thing I'm going to say before I leave that subject, DC, is the life coach said, never tell your long-term partner that they're just like their mother or just like their father. She said those are words that are just words that you don't want to say. Let me see what she says, especially. DC says he's singing, she gets it from a mama. She says, again, she says, jump to what's really troubling you about your partner without belittling your partner's family. And sometimes people do that and don't know that it's hurtful or don't care that it's hurtful. And you know, I think what she's really saying is get down to what the problem really is and keep it there as opposed to blaming or stating you're just like your mother or you're just like your father. You know, and those words, again, can be hurtful. And so if you're going through these things, and I know communication is always the key to making it better, and sometimes people have challenges in that area. They've shut down the line of communications and don't really know how to reopen that line. And I think that the way that you open it is simply to just open it and start with a kind word. You know, the word says that a kind word turns away wrath. And one of the things that I thought personally on this subject was never say to your spouse, look at how such and such treats such and such, or look at how he talks to her. I wish that you would talk to me like that.
Yeah.
And so what I decided, because there are times when you look at other couples and you really want what they have, and instead of saying to your spouse, why don't you talk to me like he talks to her, instead of saying that, what I decided is, if I want that, then I'll just start to do that. I think there's nothing worse, DC, and she doesn't say it in the piece, but personally, I think it's nothing worse than telling your partner about what somebody else does, how they handle their partner. Why don't you talk to me like that? Why don't you ever bring me flowers and roses? There's nothing worse than that because it makes the other person feel inadequate. And you.
But what if you really would like to have those things, and you know, how do you relay that, or how do you communicate that to the other person? I would like to have that too.
I'm not sure how you relay that, but I don't think you relay.
If you want a man to give you flowers, do you give him flowers first?
Maybe so.
Right. I mean, you know.
Maybe so, but don't you think it's hurtful if I would say to you, why don't you do X, Y, and Z?
Why don't I do the lawn like the neighbor?
Or just anything.
No, I'm just joking.
You know,
I get it.
You know, and you have to think about how that would make the other person feel, even though you didn't mean it to be mean-spirited. You want that same thing.
Yes.
But I don't know that you say it. Do you?
I don't know, Mo.
I wouldn't want you to say to me, look at how such and such keeps her house. Look at how Jean keeps her house so clean.
Neat.
Neat. And look at how you keep your house. I don't know if it would hurt. It wouldn't hurt my feelings. But I think for some women it would. But nevertheless, be careful about how you're communicating. Before we've got to go, I want to remind you guys about Real Women, Real Talk Friday. What we do is we talk about the hot topics, and we are getting such wonderful feedback from the show, DC.
Yeah.
Everybody has their picks on who they like and why they like them. But what it is, it's just an open forum for people to be real.
Absolutely. And we're adding ladies all the time. And, you know, if you feel you can work on Real Women, Real Talk, feel free to call our offices. We are, you know, I mean, I'm just adding people that I run across during the day. I don't run across that many people. But unless, you know, you pop out in my mind, but I've got so much stuff going on, you know, you may be the perfect person for Real Women, Real Talk, and we don't know it. So if you would like to be a part of that, you know, feel free to give us a call at the On Point Talk offices at 445-5658. We'd be glad to have you.
Absolutely. And it's just about women coming together.
We'll put you in the rotation.
Women coming together, being real. And really, this is what I want all of the women to know, and women that have been to Real Talk know that we don't share the topic before the show. We don't want you to think about it too deeply. We just want you to be real, and we want you to be spontaneous.
We like the spontaneity.
We love the spontaneity, and we love the passion.
Yeah, we love the passion.
We
like for you to keep it real.
Keep it real.
Bring your A game.
Oh, yeah. Can you believe, DC, it's already Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
Where has the week gone? Oh, yeah. It's spring, y'all. Can you feel it in the air? Even though it looks like it's going to rain today, DC said it's over. Y'all, this is the very best part of my morning. I hope it's a great part of your morning as well. Thank you for always including us. And thank you for listening to us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you more than that. So love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wednesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday.